Caroline.
The personal top 15s on Radio Caroline.
Hello to Jill Strempel on Humberside, and thank you for a great selection of tracks to be enjoyed over the next hour. Yep, it's the midweek Radio Caroline Listener Top 15, and not only that, it's Christmas Eve. And we're up and running with details of, well, frankly, a rather unusual vacation. And that's coming from Steely Dan.
Soon everybody knew the thing was
online search for the story behind that song if you'd like to find out more. Meanwhile, Paul McCartney is willing not only to be swayed in his thinking, but also amazed. So Jill Strempel lives with partner Jürgen in Humberston, near Grimsby. Both long-time lovers of prog rock, she tells me. I bet the walls in your house shake a bit when you crank up the stereo then. Jill says she's a big fan of Yes, so not surprisingly, they feature in her top 15. Right now, in fact. There with the Police and Pink Floyd up next.
Thank you.
Okay, this is the Midweek Listener Top 15. It's Christmas Eve for those who celebrate such things, and many people do, me included. Now, here's something that The Who have always been good at doing, and that's getting in tune.
I'm singing this note 'cause it fits in well with the chords I'm playing. I can't pretend there's any meaning hidden in the things I'm saying, but I'm in tune, right in tune. I'm in tune, and I'm gonna tune.
Triple offering follows The Who, Rod Stewart, The Eagles, and another outing from Jill's favourite prog rockers, Yes, doing the festive honours.
today about the sweet love between the moon and the deep blue sea. Then she spread her wings high over me. She said she's gonna come back tomorrow. Took me high.
Well, Jill did when she bought her first Yes album when she was just 14, thinking that would probably have been close to the edge, would it? Knocking on 70's door now, she tells me, and still has all the original vinyl from all the Yes albums that she's bought and enjoyed over the years. She's also enjoyed seeing them live 3 times, including their 1991 reunion tour when she saw them at the NEC. A dedicated fan, I think you'll agree. Right, that was Yes. A second outing for the Beatles next. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. Yes, I'm lonely. Wanna die. If I am dead already. Girl, you know the reason why. You know the reason why. My mother was of the sky. My father was of the earth. And I am of the universe. And you know what it's worth. I'm lonely. Wanna die. If I ain't dead already. Girl, you know the reason. Elton John's Benny and the Jets takes us into Jill Strempel's top three. Jill says she passed on her personal love of music to daughter Lindsay, who also enjoys the likes of The Prodigy and Oasis. So, Lindsay, I'm thinking a top 15 from you would be an interesting one. How about it?
Around. seen you looking so bad, my funky one. You tell me that your super fine mind has come undone. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there no more. Any major dude will tell you. Any major dude will tell you. Squawks tears, well look at mine. The people on the street have all seen better times. Any major dude with half a heart surely will tell you, my friend. Any minor world that breaks apart falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning it won't be there, no.
Number two, and at one, on board the Cripple Creek Ferry, Neil Young's at the helm. Virginian Creek that he made famous in the album After the Gold Rush. Many thanks to Jill Stremple then for the music. Many thanks to Katie Newman for producing this Christmas Eve. But our next on Caroline, Gary Zeep.
The Personal Top 15s on Radio Caroline.
Thank you, Team Top 15, and have a cool Yule. Just a heads up, there won't be a Top 15 tomorrow because, it's Christmas Day and the gang will be on the Ross Revenge for a live broadcast from the ship, so that's tomorrow. But worry ye not, because the top